News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, an investigation is underway after a man set fire to the crypt at St. Michael's Church of Ireland in Dublin. Michael Jackson is the Archbishop of Dublin for the Church of Ireland. He joins us now. Archbishop, can you tell us what happened?
I can tell you that during the afternoon of yesterday, a fire was started in the crypt in St. Michael's Church in Church Street. The result of that, obviously, was that the fire had to be put out. And what has happened since is that we have discovered significant devastation to what was in the crypt. Now, I'm sure most of your listeners know that in the crypt there were what are referred to as the mummies of St. Michael's. They would have been the earthly remains of people who went way back into the Middle Ages. One of them was called the Crusaders. Another was thought to have been a nun. And the result of the fire is devastation and destruction of all of that heritage.
Do we know if those mummified remains, do we know if they can be salvaged? Or do you fear they are salvaged beyond restoration?
Well, that I think is the real question. What we've decided to do is to ask the National Museum to come today and do an assessment of that. The combination, as you would expect, of fire and water doesn't give us as much hope as we'd like, because inevitably the fire brigade had to come and do the work that they do, because the crypt is underneath what is a very old church. It's been a site of Christian worship since the 11th century. And so they obviously were fearful that the fire would spread into the building. So we need to wait, but early signs are not good.
You must be very shocked at what has happened.
Well, I'm very shocked on a number of levels, and I'm saddened as well, because as a child, my parents would have brought me, and I didn't grow up in Dublin, so we'd have made the special journey, would have brought me to see the mummies in the crypt in St. Michael's. And I imagine that there are people now across the country who would have associated them with a special moment in their young lives. The other thing, of course, is that tourists and visitors from worldwide would come to see this. But I'm anxious as well for the church community there. It's not large. It's very faithful. It tries to keep everything going. And without, as it were, being too sentimental about this, the income from visitors would have helped to keep the church going. And that now is under tremendous strain. But the other thing I'd have to say to you is, and it's a very strong word, these are the mortal remains of people who once lived like us. Yeah. And to do this sort of act is actually an act of desecration. So I suppose my sadness as well is what you might call where we are with human values, why somebody would do this, why they would think it was the right thing to do. But to me, those are my sadnesses. And I'm very sad for the people of the place, the people of the area, who have tremendous affection for St. Michael's. And it's just a very dark day for us.
Michael Jackson, Archbishop of Dublin for the Church of Ireland. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.